The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is Monday, the 7th of March, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live, not just in the waters, not streaming, but just our words are streaming throughout the world at KCNR1460.com. 7:07 in the morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like, well, today we have showers all day with our highs of 61. Tonight it looks like, well, the forecast calls for mostly clear, then rain tomorrow, rain throughout the rest of the week. Nothing like, as we can see in our forecast yet, as far as Wednesday looks like heavy rain, and Thursday partly cloudy with low around 46. Friday goes into rain and a Saturday chance of showers. So as we look through the week, it's such a blessing. We're happy to hear that. In a moment, we'll hear about the lake levels from Bob. But so far, this forecast is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where, well, it's our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Good Monday morning, everybody.
The 7th of March. And Bad Bob is there doing these calculations. I mean, it's geometric algebra up there on the wall. He's trying to, to figure out how deep the lake really is right now.
Well, it's actually elevation of the lake, which equates to the same thing. But it's looking good. Over the weekend, we added more than 6 feet to Shasta Lake's level, which when you think about it, that's a pretty impressive amount of water. We now stand, as of last night's measurements, 1,006 feet above sea levels, the surface of the lake. That means 51 feet from the top.
Wow.
Not bad, considering we were almost 200 feet down to begin with.
So. Well, you know what? And this happened last time the lake got real down. It was was down so low. Is it rained really hard?
Yeah,
to fill it back up?
And the naysayers said, oh,
take years to fill it up. Now, is the drought gone away, though? There's the bottom line.
Drought
has not gone away. So even with all this rain, even with this snowpack, because they're talking snow at 3,000-foot levels this week. So that's, heavy snow.
We need it. We love it.
Oh,
bring it on.
Anyway, a lot of stuff going on.
So a lot of storms. Saturday night, of course, we went to the wonderful event that was at Wind River. That was the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. And they give out over $250,000 in grants. And it was so cool because all from a swing set to books and classes to senior programs for bag lunches. I mean, if you feel that you need something or you're with a nonprofit and you're looking for something, put in a request. Because they look through the year and they grant this kind of money. So it was a very interesting night. Of course, they theme it, so it was called Villains. And Carl co-emceed with Gary Hayward, and he was the Joker, and they did the most amazing makeup.
Yeah, I was the Joker from the original Jokers,
yes.
And Gary was the new Joker, from the latest movies, and got tattoos all over his body, not real tattoos, but a number of tattoos. And you're right. They worked on us for an hour. And
it was
great. Frankly, I still have white paint.
White ears.
I still have white in crevices on my face.
Yes, you do.
And I have crevices on my face now because I tried to get. You know what, girls? If this is the way you put makeup on, and I don't mean with the airbrush because they did airbrush me, but the stuff around your eyes, it's no wonder it's no wonder. It's agony sometimes.
Well,
I mean, because my eyes were red for 2 days.
People throughout the casino and people, they kept wanting to take pictures with you because you just are a chick magnet. regardless if you're...
No, it was just the makeup was so good. The young lady who
not.
Did... The young lady who did... And I tell you, I looked exactly like Jack Nicholson did in that movie. I mean, she had that makeup down to a... I mean, it was perfect. And
she
then, of course,
yeah.
Karen Bozeman and her costumes, chameleon costumes.
Fabulous job. Dressed the table in... all villains from Batman.
Yeah, I was trying to come as Hillary Clinton, but okay.
And you called me Joquette.
I just said it one time.
I know, I thought it was cute. But somebody said, "Did he call you a Joquette?"
A Joquette.
I said,
"A Joker."
Right.
A Joquette.
For
yeah.
the night, I could be a Joquette. So.
You were wearing.
You did done well as Harley Quinn.
Oh, she was great. I tell you what, Linda, you. Okay, anyway.
Well, we had Poison Ivy, and we had, yeah, because I was trying to match you.
Catwoman, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you ever had anything go wrong? You know, that, I know, yeah.
Did
anything
laughing.
Go wrong? Yeah.
What
yeah,
does that mean? That's a broad question.
Our TV set that we've had for like 10 years, it went one night, it just made this sound, pop. And that was the sound, pop. And then this little red light comes on in the front. That says bulb. Now, being the electronics expert that I am, I thought it probably meant that we blew the bulb out. Linda works on it for 2 hours. She says, "I think the bulb's burned out." There's a difference between Linda and I. She just does not take, you know, okay, I read that, she says, but it may not mean that. And so she works real hard to get the TV set back on.
Well, because let's just back up. I had the TV before we met.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I know how to, you know, kick it and move it and, you know.
Yeah.
And you know how it is. You know, when you try to, you've got a certain way. We have all these weird, we have like three different controls that
remotes.
Have to turn on the sound with the surround sound and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this is a TV that we got and had all of my surrounds done by Clyde's. And this is it's a flat screen TV, but it's deep.
It's a projection set. Rear projection set is the style that it's known as.
Okay.
It has a big, essentially, it's a humongous slide projector inside.
But it's,
but it's
an HD.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he said, get that because HD's coming and it's blah, blah, blah. And it lasts a lot longer.
And yes, and because of the components in the back, when you buy a flat screen at that particular point, remember the flat screen, just the entire flat screen was coming out. That's how old it is. But anyway, so it's lasted for so long, and it's been wonderful. It's just been, you know, electronics today, last 3 years. You got this, no, this has been, what, 207? Probably 207.
No, it's been at least 206.
I will tell you, though, that the price of the replacement bulb will probably buy you a 60-inch.
Okay, let me tell you what happened is we called Clyde. Clyde,
on
a
Saturday,
and mm-hmm. said, Clyde,
he picks up
this
the phone.
It made a popping sound. The little red light comes on and says bulb. He goes, sounds like a bulb. He says, I tell you what.
Go back there and look what the model number is.
And so I pulled it out, gave him the model number. He says, I have a lamp for that.
Oh.
But he says, there's a new lamp also that'll fit it that makes it 40% brighter. And blah, 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 blah.
The LED.
And anyway, the house call. The lamp, everything, $200.
That's pretty good.
Are you kidding?
And that day. I mean,
on that day.
Because
he had to go back. He had to come out, look at it, and then go back
right.
and come and do something to the fitting on it.
So, again,
so
folks.
Clyde's.
Shop local,
shop
stay local.
Local.
You develop relationships with
yeah.
people. They answer the phone. He said, Carl, how are you doing? We go around. What's happening with your kids? How you doing? You know, one of those things. Love that. It's Mayberry in Reading.
But
they came out yeah. with, and we told them we have to be, because you had to go get your start your makeup process for the Saturday night gig. At 3 o'clock, we're going to be here. They came and replaced it. It was ready to go by 2 o'clock. What did we make the call? 10?
Something like that. It was great.
It was fabulous.
Great. So a big shout out to Clyde. I know Clyde's listening to the show, so I can't say enough about this. This is the important thing about doing business locally. I mean, you could probably go on, you know, some other place and, you know, maybe a bigger box store. And, oh, yeah, we can do. Oh, no, we can't do it. Well, I tell you what, check out the locals, because they're going to be responsive to you. They're going to do it quickly. And the price was really fair.
And you're supporting a local family.
Yep.
Yeah, sweet dreams. But anyway, so Clyde, thank you so much, and to all of the staff and to the, you know, your special people. Just really, yeah, we can't say enough.
Okay, we got a lot of stuff coming about. Is how fast is a minivan? Well, we're going to find out after the break because it must be pretty fast. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merritt and Marty McCurdy. I'm sorry, Mary McCurdy. I'm just looking at it wrong because my eyes are still swollen from the, from the makeup that was in my eyes all weekend. Her goal is to help all her clients. She is outstanding in finding houses for her clients or other properties. She's not happy until they're satisfied. Give her a call at 949-1550 or check out her website at Mary McCurdy. That's Mary with an M-A-R-I. McCurdy, MCCURDY.com. From Properties by Merritt. It's 16 after 7 here on Monday the 7th. 43 degrees out there, going up to 61. It's going to kind of start clearing today, but we're going to have rain for about the next 7 days. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sweet dreams are made of.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsteck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Redding Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deck on the line, kid, sure plays a mean.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bod. Good morning, Monday morning, March the 7th. 20 minutes after 7, it's 43 degrees. Going up to 61 today, kind of clearing out. A low tonight of 38. It's going to be raining the rest of the week, so enjoy that little clearing this morning. Weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Really good locally owned company. Chuck and Judy Kenny. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy teaches all over Northern California. And where other people do this as a part-time job, this is his full business. And he has so many customers and is so busy. He's teaching almost every day. His true love has to literally force him to stay home on a couple of days a week because he is working that hard.
He loves it.
So he loves it.
Breathes it, talks it.
Yep. Anyway, you get the most complete CCW training.
You have a class
training,
this weekend.
And there's going to be a class this coming weekend. In fact, one starts tomorrow also. And there's classes all the time. You have to go to his website, readingccw.com, and check out all his classes or give him a call at 999-1822. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. Okay, Nancy Reagan passed away. You know what? And sometimes it's easy to forget people after they've been out of the limelight for so long. I mean, Nancy Reagan, of course, the wife of one of our greatest presidents, in my opinion, Ronald Reagan. Was he perfect? No. But was he a great president? Did he do the right things? Yeah, he did. For the most part, this man did he came in at the right times after Carter, after we'd had our hostages taken for 444 days. This man comes in talking about what's great about America and the people in America, and he brought down that Berlin Wall. And you can say anything you want, but it was he under his administration where that wall
came
down.
And she was his number one confidant. And let's talk a little bit about this. Was a, you know, there's, you know, oodles of articles that are coming out, you know, in journalists. And this particular one that kind of caught my eye was this guy talks about how he, in the beginning, he was one of, critical of her. He says, after all, she was spent lavishly on the redecorating the White House and hosting glittering parties at a time when the country was struggling through a recession marked by both high inflation and unemployment. He was covering the Reagan administration for the Associated Press. And he says, I admit I was among the journalists who wrote many critical stories about the First Lady, her devoted gaze, her fierce protection of his image, and zero tolerance for AIDS, and the list goes on.
If they were disloyal, if they were not 100% loyal.
And I agree with that.
That kind of age.
Cut the fat. Get out of here. Yet in later years, he says, that I covered the White House, I came to appreciate the enormous influence Nancy Reagan had on her husband's domestic and foreign policies to ensure a successful presidency. She was his only close confidant and friend and his number one advisor. In retrospect, I must say she served him and the country very well. She worked on things on softening him. She was the first one, even though at that time that the country was homophobic, she worked that they hired, people that were gay, except for they stayed in the closet, according to this article.
She pushed it, and she would invite gays from Hollywood, her friends from Hollywood, to parties.
Yes.
At the White House. I mean, you know, and it was kind of below the radar there, but it was her pushing from her level that got people hired.
Although the president gave rhetorical support to the anti-abortion movement, Nancy restrained from taking actions that would further restrict women's right to an abortion, keeping him in line with the majority sentiment in the nation. So, you know, these are just little details, but the reality is when, yes, she did gaze at him, but there,
maybe,
you know,
she meant it.
Well, my girlfriend Joanne Reeves, we were talking about her last night on how she was in the Republican Party. She was in Hollywood at a time when, you know, the conservatives. But one of her very best friends worked on the Reagan Library. And so Joanne Reeves, if it wouldn't have been for Joanne Reeves, Carla, I would have never met you, because she's the woman who did the Golden Boot Awards.
Right.
And anyway, so in her house, when I would go visit her, she had tons of pictures of her and Nancy and Ronnie and books. And one book, Love Letters from Ronald. And he would write her every single day. You know, he wrote every single day in a journal, first of all. But he was an avid love letter writer. And I just, it's just endearing to think that the enormous pressure that this couple had, and yet she devoted her life to him, and I thought that she was a wonderful first lady. I mean, this is what we're longing for right now. We're longing for something that we can respect. Whether you agree with it or you disagree with it, you can look up to a feeling of a somebody who has class and is a lady in a way that, you know, I don't know how to put it into words, but it's a feeling that we're all mourning that we don't have right now in anything that's going on with these elections.
That's true. You can't say that the elections are some of our finest moments out here. Hey, I thought that Bob was telling me that this famous politician had passed away. But then I remembered that Al Gore really did not invent email. So
Al Gore, in fact, did not. Yes, if you happen to do an email today, say a thanks to Ray Tomlinson, who has passed at the age of 74. It was back in 1971 while Ray was working for a Boston-based tech firm. He worked out a way to transfer messages between different computer systems. Now, the Internet, thank you, Al Gore, did not exist then, but Tomlinson was working on the precursor to the Internet called ARPANET, which was actually a Defense Department project, a way of interconnecting different universities via then extremely slow communications lines. So in order to send a message to somebody, he needed a way to differentiate between the name and where the person was, who they worked for. So he took the least used symbol on the typewriter and computer keyboard of the time and turned it into one of the most used, the beloved at sign, and changed the way we communicate forever.
And this is, you know, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of these great inventions and all this technology came forward was through the military that were searching for things to make things better. Al Gore, now this is what Al Gore did do. Al Gore went into a senator's office who was talking about this, and Gore sat down, and when he was a senator, and he went into the office, and they were talking about this, and Gore looks at it and grasped right away
what it could do,
not just in the military, but throughout the world, and he helped push it, he helped fund it. Now, did he invent it? Of course not. But did he have a an impact on it? Yes,
he helped
definitely.
Give it a push. Yeah,
he helped
I
give it
will
a push.
Give him
right.
That.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you don't like giving. You know what? Here's the thing: is we have to give kudos when kudos are due. I mean, when the price of gas was up, we were hammering Obama, hammering him. Just oh look, and he's destroying. Oh gosh, gas is $5 a gallon. Well, now gas has been as low as it's been for so long. Then I don't see a lot of people cheering President Obama that the gas prices are so low now. Does the president have anything to do with gas prices? You know, I'm not sure. I mean, it's not like he's been telling everybody drill, 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 drill. But you know what? If you're gonna hammer him over gas prices being high, then you got to say, hey, gas prices are low. Good job there, President Obama.
The cynic in me says the prices are being forced down by influence who want the Democrats to continue
right.
in power. That's just the cynic in
right.
me.
Well,
all right.
If that's the case, then the gas prices are going back up again.
Absolutely.
So, and it's getting towards summer.
Speaking of politics, Schwarzenegger put his endorsement behind Kasich. Did that surprise you?
Not at all, because he's a very moderate Republican, and so is Arnold. Arnold's very moderate, unless it comes to movies where he's stabbing and chopping people in half and stuff. And you know, but besides that, I wouldn't let him be around the nanny.
And so, by the way, if you want to see a movie that's about chopping and killing and blowing up, London is falling. Fallen. That's right. London has fallen.
Yeah.
Number two. Yeah, we grabbed it. We grabbed a hold of seeing that on an early matinee yesterday.
Well,
and
I tell you, came in and had to shoot our way out. So it was.
That's your juices flowing.
I tell you what, and the thing is that there actually was a plot line as implausible as it possibly could be, but the two guys playing the leads and Morgan Freeman played good parts. Even the bad guy played a good part. You know, said, I'm going to... Okay, my favorite part in this, and when it gets a little bit older in the theaters, Bob, we're going to capture this. It's when the hero is fighting it out, duking it out with the Islamic terrorists, and this is what they are, is Islamic terrorists. And he's punching him, and they're fighting, and he's punching him. He says, you're not just fighting me. Thud, pop, pop, pop. You're not just fighting me. You're fighting all of us. You're fighting America. And 1,000 years from now, we'll still be here fighting for our beliefs. Pop, 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 pop. You know what? It's like that going, yeah. And, of course, the guy saying it is delivering it in a British accent. But, come on, you know. So, hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. At 8 o'clock, we got to enjoy the magazine, and, of course, Enjoy the Empire is coming here. But you know what? We didn't get into how fast can a minivan go, especially one that's painted like Scooby-Doo. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:32 in the morning.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. The Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 7:34 in the morning, 43 degrees out there, going up to 61 today. Should be clearing off, but then rain comes, kicks back in for the rest of the week and maybe a little bit longer. The lake is at 1,006 feet above sea level, which means we have 61 feet to go before it fills up totally. And we've got all this rain coming, so I can imagine that. And as Bob's pointed out, because the lake is wider and wider at the top, it takes more and more water for it to go up, you know, for it to go up. But yet it is. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Civic Auditorium. And March the 20th, the Celtic sensation, Lorena McKennitt, will be here.
She's fabulous.
Oh, she is. And the way you get tickets is to give them a call over there at 229-0022 or check them out at readingcivic.com.
When is she there again?
She's there on March the 20th.
Ooh.
It's going to be a great, great show. And we're talking about the electrician's ball. And that's going to be this Friday. There's still some tickets left for this. This is going to be great. It's going to have a super silent auction there.
Open to the public.
Open to the public. And what it is, it's a fundraiser to get people into trade school. And the idea behind this is that there's a lot of kids that don't go to college. How about 75% of America does not go to college? 25% do. And, of course, that 25% wants free college. But, anyway, that's another subject. But the trade school...
Bless you. The trade school is something that you can take your, you know, when you say women
become,
and men.
Yeah, welders, no reason heavy equipment.
Women today, the field is open. Women welders, women who can frame. I mean, this is noble work, learning how to be a plumber, learning all this. So this is called the electrician's ball, you know, featuring wonderful food. A wonderful chef is doing some really cool food, Kim Miller. There's a craftsman's art auction. It's a silent auction featuring creations of talented local artists and craftsmen. So, you know, you're going to come, you're going to get, like, wonderful pottery and things that have been made by local artists. It's not just baskets that are filled with, you know,
yeah,
stuff.
It's gonna
not
be great.
Saying that those aren't bad. But anyway, you're going to get that. And, of course, my jazz quartet will be there. But it's a nice night. I like what it represents. So we put our stuff behind it because, you know, we're all about trying to get people to feel empowered that they can do something with their lives. And this, it's $50 a ticket. When you think about somebody trying to figure out what they're going to do with their lives, learning a trade could be the saving grace of what somebody does, become an American who votes, who cares, paying tax, cares about what's going on because they're inside the community. They're seeing that when they get a paycheck, that there's taxes. What do my taxes go to? So when you look at the big picture, learning a trade, helping somebody to empower somebody to learn the trade, that's what's happening from this electrician's ball. The funds from this ball are going towards that.
It's a 501c3, so everything is deductible. And you give them a call at 221-5556 for tickets. And it's, like I said, it's going to be at the Red Line Hotel, the 11th from 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a great time. Great time for all. Okay. Now, have you seen that van around town, that minivan around town that's painted like Scooby-Doo, like from the cartoon?
No.
It's blue with Scooby-Doo.
Like the mystery machine? Or?
Yeah, yeah. That's it. The mystery machine. Have you seen it around town?
Mm-mm.
I've seen it. Well, the only thing the police saw in it was the rear end because they saw the woman in it was wanted. And our Reading police took off on a chase that this woman was going through red lights, bumping into cars. You know, she went down, I think it was 273 at, you know, speeds, hopped onto the freeway. And when it got up to 100, the cops backed off.
Now, that's
you know
their
what?
New
there's,
policy
there's
now.
A policy that probably when it gets up to that fast, they back off. And when they did, she takes an exit, rolls down. Meanwhile, the helicopter's still chasing her.
Yeah.
So the helicopter's got her. And but then she pulls in and jumps out and runs away and got away. But they got the mystery van. But here's his little mystery. It's just a minivan painted like the Scooby-Doo mystery van. Takes off. Can you just imagine? It raced through town here. It was, you know, running, they said, with disregard, complete disregard of other traffic. And actually was bumping into traffic and stuff. So I don't know what was in the van. Well, the lady was in the van. I was 57 years old. Yeah, but what was in her? And okay, now take that to the next step. This morning I'm leaving the house, and there's cop cars pulled out along the street, and I pull alongside, and the two officers there. One was Officer Stark, and I can't tell you what a professional young man he is. And what had happened is one of the people on the street had wandered away. And they had found him. I just said, "Is everything okay?"
Right next door, here's the wondering place. There's an ambulance there, not a couple days ago.
Yeah, and he said, "Well, the gentleman wandered away, and he's back now. But he's, you know, he says there's things in the house, and we've gone through the house." He says, "Do you know anything?" I said, "You know, no." And
they've really kept to themselves. Yeah. These neighbors have really,
yeah.
And maybe it's had been a long sign of dementia or something like that.
It could be. Anyway, the I just wanted to go that it was, they were both truly professional in the way they were handling this whole thing, and they were polite to the gentleman who was obviously distraught, and he wasn't violent or anything like that, just distraught, and they were totally polite, considerate, and doing everything you think a policeman should do in a situation like that. So the only one's name I saw was Stark. So big shout out to that, and I'm going to call the chief. Say, hey, look, these guys were, you know, really handled this well.
Nice to hear that.
You hear so many other things, but this is something. If it was my father or your father, this is the kind of policeman I would like to be on the scene.
Right.
You know that this. You know
gentle
that
gentle and kind.
Well, you know, he was considerate.
Yes.
You know, they were obviously trying to help.
Right.
And it's raining. He's standing out in the rain. They've got the gentleman inside the car, and they're talking to him, and so it's that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So. Shout out to our guys in blue, and it's not the only time you hear great things about our police like this. So many times you have the opportunity to have other people say things that aren't nice. Okay.
Well, in the headlines today too, there's a lot of disconcerting things that of course we look at. We're perusing, talking about stories and okay. South Korean and U.S. troops began large-scale military exercises in an annual test of their defense against North Korea, which called the drills nuclear war moves. South Korea said the exercises would be the largest ever following North Korea's fourth nuclear test in January and a long-range rocket launch last month that triggered a U.N. Security Council resolution and tough new sanctions. So what I'm wondering here is... as we look at what's going on, who do you want to be the commander in chief? Who, in a time of crisis, do you think in the war room? Who do you visualize sitting in the war room with the commanders, the generals, all of the people who make decisions? Who is that person?
That's the good question. Is that who do you want there at 3 o'clock in the morning? As Hillary once asked, is it Hillary?
Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, that's who I'd like to have. You know who I'd like to have? Condoleezza Rice. That's who I'd really like to have at the helm. I wonder why she never. You know what? Anyway,
didn't want to dirty her hands.
Well, you know what? Look at this. Look at what we have here. We've got a socialist, a woman who could be. I mean, if there is any type of justice in this world in the United States, she's going to be indicted for what she's done in the security. In the security of highly classified material. We've got a guy who I'm still not sure what Trump's doing. I still kind of feel in the back of my mind he's going to go, you know what? Just kidding. And then you've got, Cruz, who sounds like an evangelist preacher that he didn't sound like before. He does now. You got Rubio, who was, you thought, well, this guy's got a chance at it. And then he's gotten into the mud and he starts making, references to genitalia. I mean, this is come on. And you got Kasich. Who is moderate and who looks like, of the group, at least he's starting to, he's the only one that makes sense sometimes. And then you had Ben Carson, who was a man of honor, maybe too much honor. So who else is left out there? Is this the best the Democrats can come up or the best the Republicans can come up? Now, on the other hand, the comments about comparing Trump to Hitler, is so wrong.
Oh, yeah, we've got it. I'm looking,
Louis C.K.
Okay.
Oh, he's a Nazi. He's Hitler. I mean, do you have any idea? See, when people say that.
Glenn Beck is comparing Donald Trump to Hitler.
Well, Glenn Beck is got his head so far up his butt, he needs a picture window to see which way he's going.
That's the quote of the day.
You know what? Woo! But I mean that. I mean, Glenn Beck. I don't. You know what? When you start comparing people to Nazis, you really ought to really think about what you're saying there. I mean, you can say he is over the top. You can say anything like that. But when you start comparing him to Hitler, come on. So Trump is going to take 6 million people of this country, 6 million people, and put them in concentration camps? Is he? FDR put a lot of people in concentration camps. They don't compare him to Hitler. And of course, he wasn't killing them off like Hitler was. But that's the other thing, that they were killing. I mean, they were killing millions. I mean, is this really what you think Trump is?
This is why you wish that every person who becomes president has had to serve in the military. Those comments would not fly out of their mouths.
Well, but none of these people have. There isn't a person running for office that's ever been in the military, including Bernie, who got a conscientious objector, refused to go, got a conscientious objector, and so he's going to be
praying for it.
Yeah, and was praised for it. Is he going to be the commander in chief? I don't think so. Instead, this is what we have. I'm frankly really disillusioned about this is where we've come to in this thing. Where I mean, and I can't blame the people. I'm not going to ever blame the people because this is what they've been driven to, where we've gotten this country to this point where people are so angry that they're supporting a socialist. Or in some cases, a man who says things that if you said it at the table at your house, you'd get up and tell him to leave.
You would.
I would. I'm sorry, but that is not allowed in this house. That language is not allowed in our house if our kids are, you know, like this.
And that's the truth.
You know what?
So, what do you think about Romney coming out?
Oh, I think Romney should go back where he came from and stay there. You know what? Yeah. Oh, Bob's only going, break.
I don't know. The first time, I'm telling you, and I have got friends that are in their 50s, 60s. You know, they're conservatives. They had to be, you know, they're at war with their friends that are completely liberal. This is in Hollywood. And they're calling me just saying that they're having days that they just don't even want to leave the house. They're depressed with what to do with this election. People who vote that matters, they pay attention, pay taxes, care about our country. They are total, they have flags, they are, they have consciences, they have a conscience, excuse me, and they can agree to disagree, you know, mix with all creeds, all sexual orientations. But right now, just so disillusioned that, you know, it's a mess. It's a total mess. So hopefully we're going to be able to clean our windows here pretty soon and see the light. We just don't know what it is yet. We're going to take a break. KCNR 1460.
What difference at this point does it make?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their fifth annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Peak. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th. This is my fight.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
What difference at this point does it make?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. You know what? I don't think the people want to take it anymore.
What did I say to you last night?
I said, well, wait a minute, honey. This is a G-rated show here. Maybe a PG sometimes, but oh my gosh.
The part about the don't
take off the Joker mask for 2 days, right? Is that it?
Don't
wash.
Oh,
no, not yet. It's Jack Nicholson.
Oh, there are so many places I could go with this, but I will refrain.
And while you're thinking about that, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Locally owned and operated by father and son, Kyle and Ed DeFore. I tell you what, go out to 299 at Deschutes Road. They have the best store out there. They've got their own butcher shop, so you can get any cut of meat you want. He'll just make it for you, and at prices that'll beat any place in town. That's right. Over 250 different kind of beers, thousands of drinks, all types of food there, breakfast, lunch, and more at Mighty Fine Foods. 299 in Deschutes Road. They hire 20 people. That's right, 20 people locally. All that money stays here in town. Again, go local here. And Kyle does the tomorrow night, has his sports show right here.
He's
at
wonderful.
6 p.m. He's just a great guy. Just a super guy.
Finally, we're able to give, breathe life into, or give somebody a chance that they can take all these years of their love of sports and turn them loose. Like here, and he's covering all local sports for high school, and he was talking about of course baseball and not just local as well, but he also is our Colt 45 guy. Hey, let's go to the phones this morning. Roberta's calling in. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning. Hey, I remember when Sabat was assassinated. My mother said we've lost our last statesman and diplomat. And, it seems like from that time on, the people at the top that we used to emulate have just slowly degraded till we're at this situation now. What we need is a statesman. But who is willing to do that? That's the problem.
Who wants to go through that whole vetting in the 24 hours a day news that... to be looked at in such close scrutiny. And not only that, but it takes so much money to run that, you know, you've got, you know, money is thrown at people, and then, and so how do you not take the money? The only way that you could reform this totally is to put a restriction to like $1,000 for anybody that wants to give money, and then the rest of it would have to come from the government, so that everybody starts off, you know, after they've made it to a certain point, that then they get funded strictly by the government.
Well,
Donald
Trump, again, he's self-funding.
But so that's what I mean, is it doesn't make any difference. He can't use any of his funds. So,
you know, when
Roberta,
I hear his son and his daughter talk about him, he has two sides to himself.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, everybody does.
Yeah, and it's just, but it's such a, I think it's a real contrast with him. So, you know, you would just hope that there's a side of these people that we don't know that would be able to, again, give our country pride, because that's the other thing that we have lost, country pride.
You know, I think we're so busy trying to tear down the other person. And you know what? And you know, hell, I've done that in the sense of I've never done anything personally. I've never said anything personally about the president. But I am quick to point out the things he does that I disagree with. But maybe not as fast to point out the good things he's done. That's why I pointed out about the gas. But there's been other things he's done, and I've tried to bring those out. But still, It's gotten to the point where it's whoever can pile the most garbage on the other one, at least in the Republican side. On the Democrat side, I'm still not sure. I mean, Bernie's still showing up, but I don't know why. He has no chance, except just to say, hey, there's a lot of people out here, and force her into a lefter and lefter positions. Anyway, but you're right, Roberta. We need a statesperson.
Yep. Okay, guys.
Thank you. Bye. I'm glad I'm not the only person that thinks that.
I think a lot of people.
And there
feel
used
like
to be,
that.
You know, it's like with the military. And Carl, I wish you had brought that article in about the Navy lightning. Anyway, so, you know, there's something about the polished shoes and the glove and the marching in step and there's tradition. And, you know, we appreciate that. It makes you want to stand up. And the Pledge of Allegiance, that is the respect. And when I have to sing, or when I am blessed to sing the national anthem, I never know what's going to come out, because I pray about it, because I don't know if it's going to, I have no idea. I really have no idea. There's not a plan. But I look at the blue and the red and the stars, and it makes me think of all those people who have died for our country. So I try to get out of my nerves and think of, that's what this moment is about. And there's a pride that we must, can we get back to it? What do we have to do to get back to feeling pride for our city, pride for ourselves, pride for our neighborhood? Pride.
Well, I think
it starts within.
I think that a lot of people have pride in themselves.
We're looking for a leader.
But those things like that.
The statesmanship that she was talking about.
Yes, that's true. And it starts right here. It starts right here at the city level. And you want the best leaders as possible put in there. And yet we denigrate these people in the sense of that they don't, the city council, especially. City council does this. They're not getting paid. I mean, they get paid a little bit. They're doing this because what they believe in. They run to believe because they want to make the city better. And so I appreciate every one of them. I don't agree with them, but I appreciate every one of them. And I would never say anything personally about any of them
slanderous.
That would just be wrong. But we have to support the good ones, but we have to be just as ruthless as possible to get the other ones out. The ones that aren't working, the ones that are not carrying their weight, the ones that aren't helping our society and our community, we have to get them out of the process and put somebody else in that is. But That's the hard part.
Okay, well, help. There you go. We're talking about Nancy and Ronald Reagan and why she was so good and how she made him powerful and appeal in such a great way to our country. But here's the thing is that, you know, help me to understand. We're talking about city council. Help me to understand. You may not agree with somebody, but that doesn't mean that you have to throw rocks.
No.
Help me to understand why you feel that way or why you think that way. Let's open our minds so that we can be a body of power together.
Okay. I didn't throw rocks.
I'm talking about other people throwing rocks.
Okay.
In general.
We'll be right back after these messages. Enjoy the magazine.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Republican presidential candidate Senator Ted Cruz says he's not aiming for a brokered convention.
We're campaigning to win. And I will say, anytime you hear people talking about a brokered convention, I think that is the fevered talk of the Washington establishment.
And Cruz went on to tell CBS's Face the Nation.
Their favorite candidates, the ones that they want to win, are not getting the votes. But if a bunch of Washington dealmakers try to step in a brokered convention and steal the nomination, I think we will have a manifest uprising.
And it appears to be one issue on which he and party frontrunner Donald Trump can see eye to eye. Trump telling CBS's Face the Nation he's been caught off guard by all the opposition coming from within the GOP mainstream.
I'm very surprised by it, and I'm very surprised to hear about a third party because I'm going to appoint conservative judges, and a third party would mean that Hillary would win or whoever is going to be running.
Mexico's president says his country will try to work with whoever is elected president of this country, but Enrique Peña Nieto says he thinks comments by Donald Trump have hurt U.S.-Mexico relations. John Gambrill reports Vice President Joe Biden has kicked off a tour of the Middle East.
Biden is to visit Israel as well as the West Bank and the city of Ramallah. There's not really expected to be any sort of movement on the peace negotiations between Israelis and the Palestinians at this point. Biden's also going to visit Jordan, which has taken in a lot of refugees who have fled fighting in Syria.
Biden's tour began today with a stop in the United Arab Emirates. U.S. and world political leaders reacting to the death of former First Lady Nancy Reagan. John Highbush is executive director of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Library.
She was everything to Ronald Reagan, and I think our nation owes her a debt of gratitude because of the extraordinary support that she was able to give the president.
Mrs. Reagan passed away yesterday at the age of 94. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins. Now our highest level of D3 ever.
Amazon is reversing course and will let customers resume encrypting local store data on their Fire tablets.
Amazon removed that ability last fall because it said customers weren't using the service. However, the decision came under new scrutiny as Apple tangles with the FBI over access to an encrypted iPhone. An Amazon spokeswoman says a full encryption option will be offered in a Fire software update coming this spring. Amazon is one of 15 companies, including Google, Facebook, and Microsoft, who filed court papers backing Apple in its fight with the FBI.
As correspondent Jeremy House, the U.S. Supreme Court has left in place a ruling that Apple conspired with publishers to raise electronic book prices when it sought to challenge Amazon's dominance of the market. The High Court rejected Apple's appeal today. The move let stand an earlier ruling that the company violated antitrust laws back in 2010. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. The inventor of modern email has died. Correspondent Ron DeRockstrom has more.
While email existed in a limited capacity and that electronic messages could be shared amid multiple people within a limited framework, Raytheon's Ray Tomlinson came up with an idea in 1971 to send email to a specific person at a specific address. Tomlinson chose the at symbol to connect the username with the destination address, and the rest is history. Ray Tomlinson was 74 years old. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The Director General of the British Chambers of Commerce has resigned. That's after saying he believes the UK should leave the European Union. A referendum is coming up on that question. JetBlue Airways taking applications for 24 slots in a new pilot training program, one that would require no aviation background. The airline says training will cost about $125,000 and take 4 years, but graduates could wind up flying 100-seat passenger jets. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Ag.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. It is 5 minutes after 8 o'clock here. And
what happens in the studio at the break?
Wow, 605-457 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, I'm here with Linda, and Linda's got the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody, on this Monday morning, the 7th of March, as we get ready. March Madness. It's fabulous. Currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios. Rain today. Mostly clear tonight with our temperatures. It looks like they're lowing down to about 38 and lightening up a little bit with the rain. But as we look through Tuesday and Tuesday night, it's raining. Wednesday is raining with our high near 58. And Wednesday night, it just rained. As the forecast, as we call through it, there's really rain throughout the week, which is a really big blessing, folks. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane each and every time we read it, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793 for all of your Shasta and gas propane needs. Let's go to the phones this morning and talk about what's happening at our tea party, right?
Yes.
Let's go to Sally.
Go to Sally.
Good morning.
Hey, Sally, what's happening tonight?
Well, I was just listening to the weather report. It sounds like our prayers are being answered for the rain.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Wow. You know what? Not only is it might clear up a little bit today, but then it looks like, as Bob has said and Linda, it's going to be raining a lot. And we're only 66 feet from top. From filling it up, and then it spills over out of the lake.
Yay!
Well, tonight we have, for our last meeting at Destiny Fellowship Church, I thought it was appropriate, we have invited Pastor Dave Bryan to come speak to our tea party, and he's coming all the way up from Live Oak, where he pastors a huge church down there. And Carl and Linda, you would love this pastor because he has a gun range on his church property, a shooting range.
Yes.
And he's a definite Second Amendment advocate and a true patriot. He's a Jefferson supporter. And he's the kind of pastor that everyone wishes they had. So I think he'll make a great...
Sounds like it.
Yeah. And so I'm inviting everybody to come on out tonight at 6 o'clock. Last time we'll be at Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
And then you're going to?
And then we will be meeting at the Shasta Bible College temporarily for 5 weeks.
Okay. That's out in that general direction. Well, no, it's not really, but it's, you know, the Shasta Bible College, also easy to get to. 6 o'clock tonight, Destiny Fellowship Church. We're going to have a gun-toting pastor.
Yes, we are.
Good. You know, it's kind of like an old movie or something like that. Thanks a lot,
right.
Sally.
Good stuff, Thank you
Sally.
Very much.
You Thank bet. You so much.
And now we go to Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo Advisors. What's happening, Susan?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Yep. Susan Eastman.
Thank you. Major averages are starting out mixed in early trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 10 points at 17,016. The S&P 500 is down 4 points at 1995, and the NASDAQ Composite trading lower down 15 points, 4,703. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 5 cents at 13.49 per share, United Dominion Realty up $1.17 at 35.93, ExxonMobil up $1.49, trading at 83.79. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.91%. And over to commodities, gold is down a dime, trading at $12.70 per ounce, silver up 2 cents at $15, crude oil up $1.16, trading at $37 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much. You know what? Susan is the girl we go, lady. I said girl. Susan's the woman we go to when we have questions about investments and everything. She takes our $10 that we have to invest, and she makes it stretch. She builds it up, that $10. By the way, Dr. Maria, no. As long as you don't spell out the word, I think you're okay there. And Bob will watch you. So anyway, hey, we have with us, of course, Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy
Morning.
The Store. But James is just showing us his new screensaver. He is a Trump backer, if I've ever seen one. He's got Trump on the screen of his iPhone.
I mean,
why else would you have that on there? I couldn't tell if it was Trump or Hillary, though.
They
kind of look alike in some ways. You know,
well, that picture especially.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, welcome to Rhonda. Hey, Rhonda, your daughter's getting married this weekend.
Yes, she is.
And do you have butterflies?
I will probably by Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
It's all coming together. I haven't seen my kitchen table for about 3 months, and we've been putting together centerpieces. And
oh, how fun.
Oh, I'm
excited.
The big
day.
Now I just want it to be here. So.
Well, the fact that you have Enjoy the Magazine and you help create this with James, who are here today, I bet you through all of the connections and the people that you've met in the North State and all the 13 counties, you had a good time putting stuff together.
Yes, and we've had some great help. And Kara Stewart's going to do the photography.
Oh.
And
who's one of your
she usually does our covers. Claudia Licata is going to do the food, and I've known Claudia for a long time when she had
Claudia's
Leatherby.
Awesome.
And yeah, so yeah, some of the connections that I've made through the magazine have come on board, and I'm excited to have a party with them and my daughter getting married to the man of her dreams.
Oh.
They've been together for about 7 years. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yep.
That's just magic.
That's cool.
And her daughter that's getting married is the love. I mean, she has been part of our family forever, and she owns her own business here in town. And she is
let's give it a shout out.
A miracle worker with children that are on the spectrum.
Her business is called Best Behavior. She's a behaviorist.
Oh.
Yeah. And so she's worked with my son, Corrado, for years and was actually his aide forever. And she's like one of those people that you see that's like an autism whisperer.
Right. I was going to say they have dog whispers for people who can reach inside, and that's
magical.
Their specialty.
Yeah.
And
she is one of those people.
Yeah,
and her business is amazing. And actually, our
what a blessing.
Our last nanny, Maria, is now working for. So we have multiple generations of people that have helped us with our children working with Jenna. When we were done, we just passed them on.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
That's great news.
Anyway.
Well, congratulations
Thank
and all
you.
That good stuff. And as we're here and we're approaching the March issue of the Enjoy magazine, let's just make 100 and what?
114. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
114.
Yes. We've been cleaning out our storage unit because...
You asked us what we've been doing, and we're doing spring cleaning
right now
throughout the store, the magazine, our storage units. Because we have, we have archived all these issues. And so we went through them and 114 issues and sorted them and categorized them again. And
Mike, it feels going to feel good so that when the sun does come out,
we'll
like,
done.
Now we can breathe.
Yeah.
Do you have a back issue of every...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So can people buy those?
We usually give them to them if they want
I mean, if you wanted the whole collection, all 114,
mm-hmm.
could you do that?
I could do it. Actually, I think I'm missing 2 issues that I have to go find. We're still in the process. But as it stands right now, I'm missing 2. I think 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of 114 issues, that's amazing.
The worst case scenario, if one would be missing, it would have to be a digital version because everything is digital. We have all those. It's just sometimes the hard copies. You know, we try. But
Right. Well, we have just a few minutes before we take a break. Well, let's talk about the magazine, but also in conjunction with the magazine, we always talk about Enjoy the Store.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to also find out, what's new and trending? What are you seeing that's... that a local artist are bringing to you. I bet you that's got to be like Christmas every day for you.
It is, and it is literally across the board. We get this. This is one of our biggest questions is, what's trending and those types of things. And the reality of it is there are things that are trending, if you look at Pinterest and you do those types of things. But real right now, still the whole really rustic wood things and, you know, tables and chairs and wall art and stuff. All that's extremely popular, and, you know, caddies for beer caddies and all that kind of stuff. But what's really great now that we have three stores in operation, and our Visalia store is really coming on strong right now, and, you know, the whole philosophy behind our store was that when we finally had a few in different markets, we would start cross-promoting our vendors so that we could actually give our vendors more exposure in other markets that they would never see. And so, you know, though our stores will be, you know, 95% all local, we are going to create sections in our store where we're going to share our products. So you'll be able to come into the Joy store here and see there's a section that says, you know, look at what our artists are doing in other markets. So they will be handmade products from one of our other regions or stores. The Visalia store has got some really amazing products that I'm super proud to hopefully be able to carry soon, from really dynamite leather goods. I mean, some beautiful leather purses, very high-end leather purses, which we're really excited about.
Ooh.
And then we also have another group down there that hand forges steins out of copper. And then I don't know if you're familiar with Moscow Mules, the drinks.
Yes.
And the copper cups. Mm-hmm. Those are all handmade in Visalia. We have a copper cup maker there.
Wow.
These are beautiful pieces of work. But
so Visalia, how far is that from here?
It's about 6 hours south. It's just about 45 minutes south of Fresno.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. However, tomorrow, the Shasta County District Attorney is having a fraud awareness for seniors and veterans tomorrow at Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. It starts at 9 o'clock. It's free to get in there. We're going to have a remote there from 7 to 9. We're going to have on district attorneys, investigators, talking about how fraud is and how it's been such a big thing here lately in Shasta County and Northern California. Of course, all over with all the fraud and getting into people's accounts, calling you at home saying, hey, you've been sued and you need to call this number back, or just any, there's so many things going on that they're picking on people. But tomorrow from 9 to, I believe, 2 o'clock, they have a fraud awareness, how to secure yourself, how to secure your cell phone, your internet, all of this, and all these different things that are happening all tomorrow at Yuba Street, on Yuba Street and the Veterans Hall, beginning at 9. And we'll be there on a remote at 7. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:18 in the morning here on the 7th of March.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me? About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, there is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable. Yes, I see, I said. The second said, the quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable. Yes, I agreed. The third scolded me. If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle. I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Redding's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Redding's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with three personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
We're doing belly dances in here. We should have cameras. Oh.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. I dance like that.
Christopher Walken, man. Okay.
8:22 in the morning.
Right, I'd like to have dinner with Christopher Walken. If you know, you think about the people. I'm sorry. Let me just have a moment.
You mean?
So you
let
think
you
about,
interrupt?
Yeah. If you have to five people that if you had a choice in either alive, dead, in your past, in your, whatever that you would love to sit and have a talk with and have dinner with, Christopher Walken's on my list.
Yeah, if you want to see, cool. If you've never seen the Weapon of Choice video that came out some years ago with Christopher Walken dancing like you could not believe he could dance. And he did all the dancing.
Oh, yeah.
And wire work and stuff.
Yeah.
It's done by a group called Fatboy Slim, and it's up on YouTube, and it's a great video.
He's amazing. Okay, now go ahead, Carl. Sorry.
Somebody said Winston Churchill.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, it's 8:22 in the morning here, and this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, veteran-owned store, has Espresso Joe's, where veterans always get discounts, any type of coffee you can possibly imagine, teas, wines, everything, and of course, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. And what nice people work there. Great people. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Monday, 7 days a week.
We're here with James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball, of course, from Enjoy. This is our favorite segment when we come the first Monday of the month, find out what's happening in the March issue. So, Rhonda, what do we have? What's up on the list of what we're going to talk about with?
I'm going to steal. I'm going to
steal
her thunder.
Thunder.
Real fast. Sorry,
yeah, there you go.
She's used to it. You know, she just looks at me and rolls her eyes.
No eye rolling in this place.
I always want to point out, because we always kind of overlook it, that we have right at the beginning of our magazine now something that's fairly new that we do. It's called Side Notes. And this is an area of the magazine that's kind of fun for us that we get to just throw out, you know, factual information or just information in general on things that are going on.
And we usually feature a writer or somebody who contributes to the magazine.
Something that's going on in the store. It's just a way to keep up to date with things that are happening. And one of the things, and I think I'm hoping that we're going to get to do something a little bit later, more in depth, but there's a section in here called Still Life, New Technology Brings Still Images to Life. And this is something that we're doing that we're really excited about. And we have one of our ads, which is the center page spread this month. It's a double page spread by Goldmart. They're the first company to use this technology. And it's called Live Portrait. And what's cool is you go to the App Store and you download this app. And then you take your phone and you put it over the top of any of the ads that are participating, which will expand. But right now this is the first launch. And it brings images to life. So you can watch a 15-second video. So it literally brings the page to life. So you can actually, if you were to be booking a trip and you decided to put it over the Avanti Travel site, you might get a 15-second video on, you know, cruise options. And what's really neat about it is it knows where you're at. So, like, let's say you're watching a video and somebody talks to you. If you just move your phone away from the page, the video stops. But the second you put it back on the page, it starts exactly where it left off.
Well, that's an interesting app. Now, who created that app?
I think they're just – the company's called Live Portrait.
Well, that's fabulous.
This is – like brand new,
right?
And
you're
so
just,
our hope is that over time we'll be able to incorporate this into more parts of our magazine. Maybe what you'll do is just put your phone on the front of our cover, and you'll get a 15-second video of the
fantastic
shoot. And you'll get to see kind of behind-the-scenes footage of the making of the cover, or Alana's recipe, where she'll give you a 15-second note on something about the meal that she's cooking, a little tip. So we're super excited to do this. This is just another evolution in our publication that we're going to...
You could do that for anything then,
you could be. It could go over your ad, and it could be the two of you talking about something. You know, it's just kind of fun.
So that's in the front cover, more about that still life, new technology brings still images to life. Love that you can go.
And James will show you at the break with
okay.
his phone, because he does have the app.
Oh, that's
on
great.
That ad. It's
just
really
download
cool.
the app.
Yep,
it's
super simple. The app is free, and it works very, very well.
Well, you guys are always on leading in technology and leading on stuff that's happening in Reading, and that's the first I've heard of this, and that's exciting.
And there's a lot of technology companies coming to town.
Right. There we
cool
go.
Stuff.
Here we go. This is what we love about. We think that there's been a little something in the air mm-hmm. about things that are going to happen in Reading, not sure when and where and how, but we're in a primordial
soup.
Something's
crawling out soon.
Yeah.
One of the things I would really, really like to see, of course, is the bringing in a fiber optic cable.
Oh yeah,
into
yeah.
here. That would help a lot.
Yeah.
And word on the street is too. I just had somebody come in the office this morning before I even opened the doors, asking me to help support and write a letter. And I won't say anything because they're working on it now. But it sounds like the state is looking for another spot for a university again. That's starting to come on the table there.
I've seen that. Yeah. I've seen that going around, too.
And we really, and I mean, I'm sure there are people out there that maybe don't agree with me, but I think we really need to put our foot down this time and fight hard for
Agreed.
A university. We've been looked over the last, I think, two or three universities, and we've been in the contending, but it always goes somewhere else. And I mean, just now it's time.
It is time.
If Chico and Stockton... why not Reading? I mean, come on.
Well, and Reading's far enough north to me that I think you could capture out-of-staters from Southern Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So,
from Nevada, Oregon,
yeah.
Idaho.
Yep.
All of them are close enough that they could do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, now, which one are we talking about now?
I think we're going to go to Mosley Family Cellars.
Oh, love
okay.
it.
Which
yes.
used to be your neighbors here.
And if you've not been to the new location and seen what they're doing and the barrels they have on site and the tasting room, it's real. And they do murder mysteries and all kinds
they
of events. Oh,
stuff,
my gosh,
yeah.
it's just wonderful. And in your old building.
Yeah, the old
yes,
KMS building.
Yes, it's really
building,
fun
yeah.
to be there.
And the wine doesn't taste like soap at all.
No.
Not at all. We went there for their soft opening, and it was the first time I'd been in the building since we left.
Mm-hmm. This is the old KMS building.
Yeah,
we're
right.
talking about,
and
yeah.
It was so. I mean, it was kind of bittersweet. It was pretty cool.
Plus, the idea that they are so wonderful and supportive in the community.
Yeah.
The Mosleys are everywhere and always so generous.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Yes,
yeah.
they are.
So
we're talking about Mimi and Marty Mosley and their company, Mosley Family Cellars.
Which has been around since 2011, so they've been providing wine for us for the last 5 years.
And they make
years.
Exceptional wines.
You know, and here's the thing, too, and here's what I like about the Mosleys, is they're straight up. And their son, Matt, is leading this anti-sex trafficking group.
Yep.
And we've had him on several times, and they put their money where their mouth is about fighting this and helping people. The other thing, though, that she did is, and we all run into this, and this is not a complaint at all, we're out here to serve our community. That's just what we do. This is what a community radio station does.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put people on and all this. But she said out on Facebook one time.
I saw it.
We want to help our community, but guess what? We can't help everybody.
Yeah.
It just is. I mean, and it takes. I can see on their business. You know, they keep donating.
My hope was that the people weren't taking it as a rant.
It wasn't a rant.
She was speaking.
She was being nice about it.
Because we suffer the same plight. You know what? Yeah. We give and give and give through the store, and what ends up happening is I've told. Rhonda, there are some days.
Rhonda,
there are some days.
Our 20-year friendship, Rhonda, but that's all right. Go ahead.
We'll get 6 to 8 requests on a single day for donations. And we set a budget, and every year we're over that budget probably by about 10 times what we do. And, you know, it breaks my heart because I want to give. But what she, her pull point was is we can give and give and give, but when we can't, please respect it. And don't come with an attitude because we didn't give you something, because you're asking for something.
It hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts like, as a business owner to have somebody go.
And what ends up happening
well,
is.
Well, you gate a man, and it's like, ooh, be careful who you send out and ask.
Yes.
Please.
Because you'd
thank
be surprised
you.
With people, how people behave.
Well, and we all,
we've had it. We've had attitudes.
We all,
trust
and,
me.
And it's probably easier for us because we can bring people in here and talk about it, but it still cost us electricity, and I mean, it cost us everything. But the point, other things too is everybody does want to help the community. The Mosleys want to help the community
so much. Do.
As you all do, as we do, as many, many other places do. But you're right. There's only a finite amount of funds here.
This is totally a giving community.
It is.
No
it really is.
It.
Hey, we've got to take a break here.
So go support, again, before you do that, it's Mosley Family Sellers. There's a wonderful article featuring the Mosley Family Sellers. A wine tasting room right here in Redding, California. It's a wonderful place to go. And
you
go
can have an event there if you have a business.
Yeah, it's got everything. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by a local business, veteran-owned, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Gives guarantees. Nobody else can give a guarantee, whether it's that little bitty chip in your glass to a crack 2 feet in length or longer. He can fix it. Yes, he can. Jeff Wurst can fix anything. I'm just going to say it's over 24 inches in length. I think that he probably draws a line if it's like 8 feet. But he can fix these cracks, and then he guarantees his work. Stop by 3208 Market Street in Redding or give him a call, 241-8373. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back after these messages with Rhonda Ball and James Masada of Enjoy the Store. It's 831 in the morning, 43 degrees out there, going up to 61. It's going to start clearing up today, but don't get used to it. The rest of this week is going to be heavy rain. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
Nibbling on sponge cake.
Oh, that's about it right there.
In the morning.
Watching the sun.
Can you find it?
605-4567 is our phone number. 43 degrees. Starting to clear today, going up to 61, but then the rain starts tomorrow and will continue to rain as we know it for the next 7 days and maybe longer. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Mm-hmm. Head on over there. I mean, it's a good time. You find out what's going on. Everybody treats you really well there. It's no gel. Don't worry about it. It's no hairstyling. It's just haircuts. Right off of Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop. Right there. Up the street from Cypress Cab.
Our guests this morning, Rhonda Ball and James Masada from
with
Enjoy
Millie
the
Kathy.
Store. How are you guys
doing?
We
have a really nice little restaurant.
I like Millie and Kathy.
I'm just playing with
you. Yeah, there's actually been a nice article that was written about them, I think.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all agree. Hey, James Masada and Rhonda Ball here from Enjoy the Magazine, and we're going to talk about cow poo.
Yeah.
That's right up Linda's alley.
Yes. Let's hear all about it. That's right. Lots of, gas. Let's go here.
So, Mass Energy Works here in Reading. Have a business, and they take cow manure and they make it into energy, which is
through the methane gas process.
It's a pretty amazing process.
It's family run. Too bad you just can't hook it up to them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, I want to hear about, because I'm a visual person. What did you learn with? Tell us about this article. I mean, like what?
Oh, good.
I mean, how does
like,
this
are
work?
Are you an audio,
how does this
auditorially
work?
Stimulated
can
person?
You,
and it's right here. It's local. So how does it work?
So it's a machine that takes the manure and all the oxygen out of it, and
the machine is replicates the stomach of a cow.
Yes.
So it takes the cellulose from the cows have eaten, and it breaks it down, and they remove all the oxygen out of the tank, which mimic the bacteria feel like they're still in a cow's stomach. And as that breaks down, it releases methane gas, which then is used as a fuel source to generate electricity.
Okay. I would be remiss if I didn't ask this question for all of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So does it have the same, would you say, the same odor?
Oh, yes.
The same rose smell that mm-hmm. you would get around this?
Can you hook it up to Carl?
Methane. Methane is methane.
Yeah. You know what? You think that's funny. But wait till, you know what? Today I'm having chili dogs just for you tonight there, sweet pea.
Okay, so here's the...
I see a Dutch oven in your future.
Wacky electricity.
We're going to play attack tonight.
Okay, but let's talk about the article. What does electricity and cow manure have in common? There isn't a leading question for the latest joke. This is how the article starts. There actually is a relationship of significant worth that few people are aware of. A three-generation Reading family is building a future around the connection and growing a bio-green industry in the process.
Yep.
And there's, you know,
and this is just one of many that they already have. I was talking with Rhonda earlier. They actually have set up a facility in Fresno. They have one in where our other magazine is out of Visalia, California. So they have these in operation already.
Well, I understand they're opening one in Sacramento and Washington, mm-hmm. D.C., too.
Yeah. Probably. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say probably, but
yes. Using cow manure.
Yeah, it's just so much BS coming out of those places. Yeah. I mean, it'll keep us in light for the next 1,000 years.
We've solved our energy dependency issue.
There we go, right there.
You could just
you know, this makes sense because it does make methane, but I was wondering how they did that. So, you know, somebody obviously has figured it out that they can put it in these
tanks. They've been doing
this. And just recycle it like that.
They've been doing this for a long time in sewer systems. Public work sewer systems for almost 100 years they've been doing this. So it's not a new concept, but it's a newish concept by using animal waste.
So they obviously have go to dairy farms and stockyards in this and probably and buy the waste.
A lot of these big dairies are actually putting them in themselves. So they're independently owned on the dairy properties. If you have enough livestock in especially dairy areas like Central Valley.
Sure.
It's worth it because you know what? It's offsetting the footprint for their expenses.
And, for their dairy.
Yeah.
Sure. Daryl Mass, founder and CEO of Mass Energy Works, LLC of Reading, says the technology has been around in sewer plants, like you were saying, James, for nearly 100 years. Interest in dairies in the United States began about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Fascinating article right here in your Enjoy magazine.
Well, and one of the big complaints when you talk about it with environmentalists is the amount of cattle that there are in the world, and that really cattle are one of the number one sources of greenhouse gas emissions.
You know what? I forget who it was said, you want to stop greenhouse emissions, you kill every cow in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? It stops.
Yep.
You know, the rest of the stuff is supposedly so, you know, it's minuscule compared
to... But is that amazing to think how many cattle there are on the planet that are passing gas and causing an actual global change? I mean, if you believe that or not, I don't know, but I mean...
Well, no, I mean, there's it goes someplace.
I-5 and...
Oh, I know. The smell.
What, of I-5? Oh, yeah, well, you're going down... Well, yeah, you go down past the dairies and this. Okay, a little known fact, and we'll go right back to what Enjoy does, but in the very first Del Webb's... That senior place, what do they call it? It's the, you know, what do they call those?
Like a retirement community?
Yeah, retirement. Yeah. What do they call those? Oh, but they had a big name, you know, Del Webb's.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like Sunshine something.
No, it was called. Anyway. Yeah. But the first one they built was, of course, in Arizona, outside Litchfield Park, out in that area. It was a beautiful little, you know, neighborhoods and all this. Across the road, less than a mile away, was the Spur feedlot with 40,000 cattle in there who had been there forever. 40 to 50,000 cattle were in there all the time being fed, you know, and going out. When that wind shifted...
You could actually probably taste it.
You could taste it.
It was moist and
they
thick.
Did
you do that when you pass, what is it, on I-5?
Harris Ranch.
Harris Stockyard.
They fought it for years trying to get them to shut it down. They said, hey, we were here first, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they built put trees and everything there so you couldn't see them.
I would like
and
to be the idiot that chose
made
the place to build
enough, made enough money that they finally... Got them either bought them out or they were forced to move. It was that the very first Del Webb's retirement community there. Anyway, okay. Moving on. What's next?
Well, we have a story about Woody's, which is the brewery here in downtown Reading.
Is that the new one?
They're fairly new.
It's where
it's right next to the VFW.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, cool.
And
it's
Oak
always
Street
full
Gallery,
of people too.
Oregon Antique Mall.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always got a lot of people in
it. It's yummy, and it's really charming.
Okay. And another family-run business, which is very cool.
What page is that on?
Don't have my glasses. 55? 55, yeah.
Okay, Brewfest. All right. So let's hear about the particular article.
Well, it's a family-run business, and... they opened, 2 years ago?
I think so.
2 or 3 years ago, and...
Used to be Tapas?
Yep. And it's just a great place to go. It's a lot of fun, and they have great food. The guy that works there, or one of the owners, has been interested in brewing beer since he was 17 years old, so his uncle helped him get started, and... Here they are.
And, you know, not to change the subject like we were kind of, I know sometimes when we were talking about Mosley Family Cellars, we were talking about something that, you know, may not always look positive, and I don't want to do that with theirs as well. But I have to say it is frustrating because he is a business owner in the downtown area. And I watched an interview the other, probably about maybe 4 weeks ago with him on the news. And they, the building that they're in has been broken into, I can't tell you how many times.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He actually said, you know what, this is kind of my dream, my life, and this is a great building for them and their brewery and all that stuff. But he actually stated, if this continues to happen at this level, he has to consider moving his business, shutting it down, and actually taking it out of the Reading area because he's so frustrated.
Yeah, his name is Widerzik.
And
you're right, because they have had lots of break-ins down there.
Because
VFW had break-ins.
Yeah, because it's a great, great place. You know, and that's what a shame.
And a great place to have it, too.
Yeah.
In the downtown.
Well, the place has always got people there, but you know what? You can't continue to keep buying new things all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because these dirt bags are coming in there at night.
And I only pointed that out only because I want people to recognize that it's there and to be a patron and go, you know, because that's the difference between a business owner like myself and when we have it. Because, you know, at our store we have theft all the time. And it there are days where I go, why am I doing this? I work so hard. And then, you have these scumbags that come in and don't care for anything other than themselves and feel like it's totally okay for
it's okay to steal
something.
Yeah. And you know what? Frankly, there is no punishment.
Mm-mm.
Even if you catch them.
Mm-mm.
Catch them with less than $900, you know, guess what?
You can't do anything.
Can't do anything about it. Because
or you can, but it's so much work to do it that you're not around to run your business.
And if you break their hands, look who's in trouble then.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't do that anyway.
So I pointed that out only because the fact that I your listeners to hear and say, hey, if I haven't been there, go there. Because that what changes the business owner's mind when they see those people coming in.
Right.
And people saying, you know, what a great place you have, and I love it. And, you know, then your heart's filled again, and you kind of have the fight in you to say, okay.
Yeah, come on, let's go down there. Yeah, we can do that. Hey, we're going to have to take a break here. But, by the way, the name of that place was Sun City. That's what I was looking
Sun
for.
City, yes.
The first Sun City.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show is, speaking of Sun City and warmth and coldness, is Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State last year for all your heating and cooling needs. A better-known business, warranties, guarantees are available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if you have an emergency. Martin and his people are just simply outstanding. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Rhonda Ball and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine and the Store. We'll be right back.
Running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The guys from Shasta Lake Floors have just got back from visiting flooring manufacturers from around the world, keeping up with the newest technology in floor covering. Several years ago, Shasta Lake Floors introduced Smart Strand Triexta, the most stain-resistant carpet in the industry. This year, we have discovered innovations in hardwood floors with scratch resistance like never before. Having been in the flooring business for over 40 years, we understand the importance of service and product knowledge. You have our word that Shasta Lake Floors will always offer you products and provide the service best suited to your needs. Whether it be Smart Strand, the bleach-resistant carpet, luxurious stand carpets, or hardwood and tiles of excellent quality, Shasta Lake Floors offers the best products installed by the area's best trained technicians. And Shasta Lake Floors can guarantee the lowest price on even the most luxurious floor coverings. 8-time winner of Best in the North State, Shasta Lake Floors is a place to go for your new floors or granite countertops. And yes, we have financing up to 48 months. Come and see us at 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. We are now open on Sundays. Visit us Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30043.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. We're having a great time here with our friends from Enjoy the Magazine. You know, one of these days we're going to just tape everything that happens during the breaks. One of the things that you want to talk about is, you know, the people and so many great things are happening here in Northern California. And the ways, you know, there's so many things going on. And again, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow morning we're going to be on a remote at the Veterans Home. Not the Veterans Home, I'm sorry, the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street, where the Shasta County District Attorney's Office is putting on they're putting on a fraud. Thank you.
Yeah.
Fraud for veterans and seniors.
Yes.
You're a big help, Bob. You're sitting over there laughing your butt off.
Hey, I
over
got
there.
It, right?
Yeah,
without
you got it. Okay, they're putting on
you
they're
are
putting
a
on
partner.
A,
kind of
they're
a
putting
fair,
on a fair. It's a fair that they're going to have 40 vendors there, and they're going to have all these people there that are going to be talking about
tomorrow
how to secure yourself in today's society, and it's aimed at veterans and seniors. It's going to start at 9 o'clock at
Which
the Veterans Hall.
They're preyed upon.
Yeah, that are preyed upon. Especially, you know, and I'm surprised, but veterans are too, because they get in there and say, hey, we're from the VA,
mm-hmm.
and you blah, 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 just give us your Social Security number.
Yeah.
And blah blah blah, and of course, you know, a lot of times in the military, okay, this mm-hmm. sounds right.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever give out your Social Security number over the phone.
No.
Anyway, okay, Rhonda Ball and James Masada, enjoy.
Like when Bob asked me at the break about the thing between, you know, encryption.
Okay, well,
and
let's ask about that. You know,
my thing is you know what? It seems very simple to me. I believe me, what happened down there was so sad. I take nothing away from that other than just absolute that those kind of things should not happen in the world. However, if terrorists or any other group wants to have private conversations, they can do it without Apple's help or Google or any other company. There are encryption apps that are already out there that they can send their messages through any phone service and be just as encrypted as if you were just using an Apple on it or an Apple phone in encryption. So my thing is you know, I don't understand it. If Apple is made to open up their software, their OS, you know, they're just putting everybody and everything at risk. If they don't, and people are worried about them, you know, bad guys using it, they can get that with or without Apple's encryption. It's already out there. You can download an app that will encrypt your messages for you at the level that Apple security is, and nobody's going to be able to crack it anyway. So, you know, if I just don't understand the argument. I really don't.
Well, they've got several other times they're trying to break. They wanted to go after Apple.
Sure.
And one of them was about a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd already convicted the guy. They just wanted to get more information.
Sure.
That was one they really wanted to go after. But they couldn't because of this. Now they think they've got – this is their flagship. They've got terrorism. Everybody knows these people killed 24 people or killed
– Yeah.
Yeah, 24 people or 12 people and moved to 24 and all these things.
Uh-huh.
And so this is what they're doing. And frankly, if – There's the government is in every part of our life.
Yes, they are. They already are. Yeah.
I mean, and
let's talk lichen.
Yes.
Lichen.
Let's go back to something more natural.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So
lichen.
This is an article in the Enjoy a March
lichen
issue.
Lichen love, weird and wonderful lichen. For those who don't know what lichen is a Is it something that grows naturally occurring all around us? Is part of, I guess we would say, algae or fungi?
It looks a little bit like moss.
It's in between. And this is a really great article for those that are naturalists and want to know about these beautiful things that you see. Around here, if you go out and you look at rocks, you can see it everywhere. And it comes in orange and lime green and fuchsia colors. And it is really an amazing symbiotic world where algae and fungi and lichen have worked together to be able to sustain themselves, that they work with each other. One has photosynthesis, one does not, and so it needs the other to provide it with energy or food, where the other one provides it with moisture, shade, and shelter. Which would not be able to exist if it didn't have that. So it's created this really amazing symbiotic relationship where these things work together to create this incredible biosphere that we have living around us. You know, it's just amazing to think when you walk around outside how simple we think in mind as human beings. We're so preoccupied with,
crap.
Our next car payment and, you know, all those things, which are all, you know, very important. But if you just stop and take a deep breath and really think about what's going on around us, it's amazing that the level of structure and precision and organization and on a planetary scale that, you know, this
in nature,
this planet is alive.
Right.
It is a living, breathing
from the
system.
Blade of grass.
Totally.
And, you know, it's really, I had this conversation with my father and I was telling Carl, I said, it's so nice to just, you know, with people who follow nature, he talked about how he was planting these little seedlings in front of the window and that they were leaning towards the window, and then he turned them around so they could get sun on the other side, and when he came back they were leaning.
I know.
And he goes, you know, it's just because they want the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, you know, it's plant form that's intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are, this article is, again, bring us back to, we get so caught up in the which is okay, the electronic part of our life and the loud part of our life and the noise of, you know, it like a lot of the air with the electricity and the energy with politics and everything going on. And here it is right where you want to get peaceful and look at what nature provides.
And we're talking about fungus here.
It's a connection. It's a connection
cool,
to...
However, when you say that, it sounds just so simple and brutal, but 70, if not more, percent of our immune system comes from our gut. And our gut's biosphere is, microbiotic.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
hey, we've been talking methane already today.
That's why you take probiotics, right? Those types of things. These are fungi and all these kind of things that live with us and in us in a symbiotic, you know. And if that's off and not working, our whole systems are off.
I had a friend that got this and made this strange recipe of stuff, and you had to let it sit there until it turned this certain color and all that, and it was supposed to really help your digestive system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it helped.
The mushroom tea.
Yeah.
Is
mushroom
it?
Tea, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, it lasted for like 2 years. I only drank a glass of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not kidding you. It was like, oh my God, something's happening now.
Yep.
And it lasted for a long
all
time.
All the stuff, though, like kombucha and kefir and all the stuff that we're doing. I mean, these are all microbiotic things that are living organisms that we're ingesting that keep us healthy.
Well, pick up the March issue, because there's not, you know, you've got some wonderful,
Rhonda,
you know, like.
You couldn't stomach any of it.
She's looking at me because I'm sitting over here going, making faces like,
gagging, I know.
You also have an article on NASA engineer Dave Affleck, space scout. You've got wonderful artists besides, you know, what some of the winery, the breweries, some cheese. Of course,
we have a story on Sacramento Airport.
I love
it's art. It's
art.
Rated one of the top in the nation as far as art exhibits. And Sacramento's gone through a process where like 2% of their budget on buildings and things now have to reflect public art exhibits.
Great.
And it's amazing.
It's where I grew up, and I remember the airports. Of course,
the airport's so different.
Fog City used to be able, a little tiny thing, a metro airport. You'd fly out there or drive out. Half the time your flights were, you know, canceled. But anyway, so to see this whole terminal and this newness, And like you were talking about the art, and it's an experience, and we've flown international flights out of there, and it's
beautiful.
Absolutely.
It is.
That thing where they have all the suitcases.
Yeah, yeah. Right, that's so cool.
Yeah, that photo right
there. I love that. That makes me
laugh. That right there, the first time I saw it, I looked at that, and I'm standing there with a five-year-old kid, and we're both looking at this, you know, with by the same
that's
gaze.
So cool.
You know, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty
that's
cool.
That's really cool.
You know?
Clever.
And I'm thinking, are those all the luggage that they've lost and they've never found?
Wait a minute. That's my bag.
Did they empty them first? No.
You can still find your old underwear in there.
There's also a great article here. It's called The Big Cheese, the Lolita Cheese Factory over in.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is it Arcata?
It's in Lolita.
Lolita, yeah. I'm sorry.
Eureka. Outside of Eureka, yeah.
We also want to encourage people, if you haven't thought about it, Easter's coming. We're going to have some great stuff. We're now one of the biggest chocolate sellers in Reading, if you can imagine.
No, I believe that because I've seen that.
So come on in. We've got pre-sorted individuals, bags, great Easter
now,
gifts.
Where's Enjoy the Store?
1475 Placer Street.
There you go. The one in Red Bluff?
615 Main Street.
Okay, down there. You can get a free issue of Enjoy the Magazine.
Yep.
Or you can get a subscription.
You can.
And you can send
or you can read it online.
You can read it online. Mm-hmm. You can buy a box, an Enjoy box of great stuff.
Yep.
Send it to your friends.
Yep. Easter's coming.
When I leave here, I actually have about 10 crates I got to get ready to ship somewhere.
Well, I tell you what, it works. Everybody likes it. And so we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Ball. And we've all been coming here now for what? Years.
A few years,
yeah. And you know what? Things have changed. Well, you know what? And we really appreciate one. You know, we start off the month with you all talking about what's going on. And then, of course, this Thursday night, you all will.
Yep.
No.
Oh, that's right. We already got that fixed.
Yeah.
No, next
is
the first Thursday of every month.
Oh, no, that was last month.
First Thursday of every month.
That was last week. I'm sorry.
So April. Yeah. You'll see them April 7th or something here. But anyway, so excited about. To see what you've got coming in the store for Easter, for the Easter goodie basket.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All
right.
Very
have
much.
A great Monday.
And we'll be back. We'll be on location tomorrow at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street for the fair on helping seniors and veterans avoid being scammed and by bad people out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. When you see the flag at half-staff, think of Nancy Reagan. The presidential proclamation directs all federal properties to lower their flags to half-staff. It's a mark of respect for the former First Lady who died yesterday at 94. The Reagan son, Ron, on NBC's Today Show.
I think that you can make the case that the Ronald Reagan that we all came to know as president and would not have existed without Nancy Reagan.
Former President George W. Bush says Mrs. Reagan was fiercely loyal to her beloved husband, devotion matched only by her devotion to our country. And a tribute to Mrs. Reagan from the other side of the political
aisle. We'd like to pause for a moment of silence in honor of Mrs. Reagan.
That tribute at the opening of last night's Democratic presidential candidates debate. After the moment of silence, the gloves came off.
I voted to save the auto industry.